From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The U.S. State Department has ordered Russia to close its consulate in San Francisco, California, and two other annexes by this weekend. Jim Randall has more.
The move was in response to a demand from Moscow that Washington reduce its diplomatic staff in Russia. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov expressed his regret about the closures shortly after the announcement was made. Thursday's announcement marked the latest chapter in a diplomatic spat, largely caused by new U.S. sanctions on Russia put in place last month. Jim Randall, VOA News.
Two U.S. nuclear-capable strategic bombers conducted a joint operation with South Korean Air Force fighter jets on Thursday, just 2 days after a North Korean missile fired over Japan sharply raised tensions. Phil Polixio has the story.
The flight involved two supersonic U.S. B-1B bombers, four U.S. stealth F-35B jets, and South Korean fighter jets, coming at the end of an annual joint U.S.-South Korea military exercise focused mainly on computer simulations. North Korea said the launch of an intermediate-range ballistic missile on Tuesday was to counter U.S. and South Korean military drills and was the first step in military action in the Pacific to contain the U.S. territory of Guam. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Officials in Texas have confirmed more than 30 storm-related deaths. Tens of thousands of people have been forced to evacuate their homes and some 32,000 others forced into shelters. The storm that was once Hurricane Harvey has brought heavy rain to Louisiana, and forecasters expect parts of Louisiana to receive 10 to 20 centimeters of rain as the storm system continues moving inland. Follow VOA on social media for additional updates. This is VOA News. Iraq's prime minister declared on Thursday that the town of Talafer has been fully liberated from the Islamic State group after a nearly two-week operation. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders shared the news with reporters in Washington.
This victory represents the loss of a very important ISIS stronghold, the hometown of a number of top ISIS commanders. We congratulate the Iraqis on achieving this big milestone and will continue to support them in their fight to take their country back from radical Islamic terrorism.
Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's statement says that Iraqi troops eliminated and smashed IS terrorists in al-Ayada district, about 10 kilometers northwest of Talafer, where the militants had last fled. However, Iraqi officials often declare areas liberated before the fighting has completely ended, and the militants have been known to carry out surprise counterattacks. Torrential rains caused a five-story apartment building to collapse in the West Indian financial capital of Mumbai. Police say at least 19 people have been killed and more than a dozen may still be trapped under the debris. The chief fire officer at the scene said rescue operations would go on for as long as possible, but time was of the essence.
There are 100% our effort to complete it because, you know, the time goes high and the more the time we... Then the less the chances of the victim. So we are trying our level best.
He also said an investigation would begin into why the building collapsed afterwards. Thursday's tragedy occurred in a congested area of Mumbai's southern Bendi Bazaar area following the city's heaviest rain in 15 years. Kenyan officials say two people have been killed and three badly wounded in a separate attack in the coastal Lamu County. They blame suspected al-Shabaab extremists from neighboring Somalia. Tana Delta Police Chief Riziki Ali said two motorists were shot dead in the Lago La Simba area of Tana River. Al-Shabaab has killed at least 45 Kenyan police officers, two soldiers, and dozens of civilians in the border areas since June. The extremist group says it is retaliating for Kenya's military presence in Somalia since 2011. Mexico is taking U.S. President Donald Trump's threats to leave the North American Free Trade Agreement more seriously as a second round of talks are slated to begin Friday in Mexico City. Mexico says it is developing a Plan B in case President Trump withdraws from the trade pact. Mexico says key sticking points include U.S. demands for modifying NAFTA's dispute resolution process and tighten labor standards. For additional information and in-depth coverage, point your web browser to voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.